Well, we wouldn't be as happy as we were about 2 weeks ago. We had a few people turn up on our road. It would be probably a well-known communication network provider decided to rip up sort of both sides of the road to put in the installed cables. And they have caused absolutely nothing but bother the last sort of week and a half, 2 weeks.
Gosh, Arthur, it's not easy to dig up the road without causing some annoyance. But look at the long-term benefit. You're going to have super-fast fibre or one of these things and give you better internet than I have.
Well, Frank, I wouldn't mind, but it was like a total disregard for people's property. They didn't cover driveways until it was complained about. There's been people's driveways actually ruined because of the cement that has went up and can't get it off now. And basically the guys are standing sniggering and laughing. You know, thinking, oh, well, so what?
When you say cover drivers, you would have expected them to put down some wooden boards or whatever.
Boards or even, I mean, they would dig up the footpath, and they have a trench about 2 foot wide that they're putting cables in, and then they're putting cement on it. And for a while, they weren't covering those, and people were driving in over wet cement and taking it up their drive.
All right, that's it. Hold on, run that past me again. They were putting down cement and they weren't preventing people from either walking in it or driving over it.
No.
Now that is worthy of a complaint. There's no question. There's no doubt about that. I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. Lord, that's poor workmanship.
Well, I wouldn't even if it was just poor workmanship, but my wife actually confronted one of the guys outside the house that we're in and said, look, I'm going to need out maybe 4 or 5 times today. What way is this going to work? And he says, oh, we'll let you out. There's no problem doing that. But whenever she went looking for somebody, they were mighty hard to find. They actually let her out. And one guy, he parked it was like a transit van in front of the house, and you couldn't see past the thing. You know, to actually for a safe exit.
Yeah, but he wasn't blocking your drive. He didn't block you in.
No, but he was actually blocking the view up and down the road, which meant, you know, my wife had 4 kids in the car, and she didn't know whether to pull out and she asked for help, and another guy came over reluctantly and actually went, right, okay, I'll wave you out. But apart from that, they're not exactly helpful people.
Did they give you a notification that they were going to dig up the pavement outside the house? Did you get a letter weeks ago?
I'm sure it was at least sort of, it could have been even a month ago that we got it. But there's nobody, I mean, around the area that they're actually installing it at the moment, there's absolutely nobody would give them a big tick, if you know what I mean, for their workmanship or just how rude they are.
And is it the talk of the street, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, it is. There's quite a few people, and the language is quite colourful whenever you mention it. And mine was quite colourful the other day whenever I was speaking to one of the guys too. I apologise for that to him, but he seemed to be the first person that I came across.
I think what you need to do, Arthur, and I really, by the way, appreciate you not mentioning the company, and especially the company who's doing the digging. What you need to do is to go to their office, get in contact with their head office or the people who are employing them, and send them especially some photographs of the wet cement and the way that they're leaving that uncovered, the way that they're parking their vans and blocking the road. Have they got the appropriate signage up and all the things you would expect in this day and age with the high-vis vests and the...
Oh, yes. So they're all...
Proper approach.
They're all sort of well sort of turned out type of thing, but they seem to think that it was easy to walk across a main road and just zigzag up and down because they had half a footpath on one side of the road that was sectioned off, and then it says this footpath's closed, please use the other side. You'd cross over, and then halfway down again it would be, can you cross back over again onto the side that you were on? Instead of doing one full side and leaving the other side free for people, the people were zigzagging up and down the road just to try and walk up and down the road.
But is there not a possibility that you're just annoyed by them? The fact that we need to break the eggs to make the omelettes, that sort of thing. And eventually when they move on and they smooth the cement back down and you've got this whatever the facility is that they're providing, you'll think to yourself, I should have been a bit more patient.
No, Frank, if they're actually making any omelettes, I will never visit their restaurant. Let's put it that way.
Is that right? You're put off even using the service that they're putting
in
for you?
The service, I actually have spoken to a few people, and people have said, we didn't want it then, and we definitely not want it now.
It sounds like as if you're really unlucky, because you know we've had our pavement dug up a few times, and very obliging people from various utilities coming around, giving you the right notification, being polite, helping you out in the traffic, all those sorts of things that you expect from a good work team with a good work foreman. You seem to have a team there that aren't up to scratch, and as a result of that, you should be in contact with whoever's on the side of the lorry, the name on the side of the lorry, or whoever has the contract for providing that particular service in your particular street, and get in touch with them, because they will have a feedback department and they will want that sort of information fed back to them. You know, you don't want to be getting into rows. You certainly don't want your wife pulling out and crashing her car with the children, and you don't want that cement being brought into your driveway, because you're right, it does, you know, it does harden, and then you need to get out with almost a sledgehammer to break it off the driveway. So that is poor workmanship. I agree with you on that.
Uh-huh. I know. We have actually, the guy that I did speak to, he said, yes, you're right, I wouldn't want this outside my house. I will get the foreman, I will get a supervisor to come round and speak to you. Now, that was about 2 days ago.
How long are they going to be there for?
Frank, I hope they're away today. Honestly, they have actually only done they haven't even finished one side of the road. They have the other side now to dig up, which is why I didn't understand why they had why they blocked half of the other side of the road off, because they weren't actually digging.
Yeah, there may be some technical reason for that. I don't understand it either. However, sometimes you get the wrong bloke with the wrong approach. I think most of the workmen who are out and about there in the high-vis and whatever are very well-mannered, well-trained and understanding of the public. But one day I was driving along the road in a brand new car. Like, it was just out of the flipping showroom. And I was in a queue of traffic where a guy was cleaning the cat's eyes with a par hose, like a par gun. So he's going along slowly with a par gun, going zzz, zzz, and you know, he put it into the cat's eye and blew all the grit out of it. And he's coming behind me, and I'm sitting in the queue of traffic, and my car is right beside. This is sparkling new, driving from the showroom. You know, it's such a nice car that other people are admiring it. If he comes along and there's a cat's eye there, would he wait for me to move? Blew the grit right up along the side of the door. I was fuming. Absolutely. I've never had road rage, but my goodness, I got out of the car. And I said, mate, listen, if there's one mark on this, and of course, you know, you threaten and then you go home and you wash the car and you realise it is marked, and how are you ever going to prove it? How are you ever going to go back and chase him for ruining your brand new car? But that guy was an absolute thicko, thicko. Whereas I'm sure other blokes on the team would have been fine. You know, would have been fine. Would have had the brains not to blow the dirt out of the cat's eye while a car is parked absolutely beside it with nowhere to go. And those are the sort of workers that really annoy you.
Yes, they are. They are, definitely. It got under my skin that whenever I came back, everything seemed to change, because my wife seemed to be stupid and too much hassle. But whenever I turned up on the scene to move some of the dividers and things for to let her into the drive, because I came back from work myself for half an hour to make sure she could get back into the drive, they were more than helpful whenever I turned up.
Yeah, maybe they were beginning to listen to a raft of complaints that we're getting. And, you know, in fairness, they're making some progress. But Arthur, don't lose the rag with them too much. They'll be away soon.
I hope so.
They'll be away
soon. Fantastic programme.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Thank you. Get in touch with the people who employ them and lodge your complaint, because, you know, we can't have workers who aren't doing it properly. And if they're not covering wet cement, well, then they're certainly not doing it properly.